Direct from Music City, this is Live from Nashville. Co-host Mary Kay Holt. Hey, Mary Kay.
Hello. Thanks for playing that, hon.
Well, that is a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And we won't go into it right now, but we'll have to talk about how you wrote that song maybe later on in the show. But a beautiful, beautiful song. We have.
Well, thank you.
Hey, you are welcome. You are welcome. You know, we had a great weekend this past weekend. We had the International Western Music Association Potluck and Picking Party.
Sure
potluck did. And Picking Party. And so we had folks that came in from Colorado and all over Tennessee and Virginia and Oklahoma. And we just had a great time getting together and visiting and potlucking and some great jamming that was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah.
Talk about some great music and great talent. And one of the neat things is we had two Hall of Famers that were there. Ranger Doug Green with Riders in the Sky, one of my favorite guys. And then Cowboy Joe Babcock from Hee Haw.
Yes.
91 mm-hmm. years old.
Yes.
91 years old. And he sang I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water. That was the hit song
yes.
that he had that Marty Robbins did. And he still has a great voice. But we had a great time. We had a great time. But anyway, we're going to have a great time today on the show live from Nashville. To start things off today, we're going to be talking with Mr. John Berry, a multi-award winner. And then we're going to be joined by the girls next door in the last part of the show and kind of catch up with the girls. They have a great new album out called Now or Never, and we're going to be sharing music from that and catching up with them and see what's going on. But right now, let's take a listen to a great song from Mr. John Berry. It's called Beautifully Broken. When we come back, we'll be talking with John today on Live from Nashville.
Every tear, every doubt, every time you're down and out, when you're hurting, feeling shame, oh, you're numb and all your pain, when you think you lost your way, oh, you're too far gone to pray, he's still waiting there to say, you're beautifully broken.
Audience now has a feel for the caliber of artist that John Berry is. We're so pleased to have him on the show. I had an experience of getting to hear John Berry live at a benefit concert that our friend Bobby Marquez and Jennifer Herron hosted. And John, you know, dedicated and volunteered his time to be there to help raise money for kids at St. Jude. And I've heard John's hits on the radio before, but getting to hear him live, getting to see his personality, he's very, you know, he's just very genuine person. And I'll tell you what, the thing that impressed me so much was his connection with his wife, Robin. She comes up on stage and sings with him. And, you know, it's just so nice to see an artist that is including his family, his wife, and his musical journey. So please welcome to our show live from Nashville, Mr. John Berry. How are you, John?
I'm so good. I can hardly believe it's me.
Gosh. Doing great. Doing great. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today. So it's going to be fun sharing
so
some music. Yeah. And talking with you. Hey, talk to us about the movie and the song Beautifully Broken. That's what we started the show with today. And
great
song.
It was produced by Chuck Howard. Chuck produced my records. That all, most everything you've heard me do on the radio, Chuck produced. And he's just a great guy. And in recent years, Chuck has been making independent faith-based films. And this one came along, and he called me up, and he said, "Hey, I sent you an email of a rough cut of this movie. I'd like you to take a look at it and see if you'd like to be a part of it." He said, "I'll be home tomorrow. I'm out of town. When I get home tomorrow, I'll send you the song." And I said, "Well, you know, Chuck, you know my voice better than anybody. If you think I can sing it, I'm in." He said, "No, I looked at the film. Be sure you like the direction of it and all that stuff." So he sent it to me, and I watched it, and I was really moved. Matter of fact, my wife was watching something on TV in the other room, and I went to our bedroom and watched it on the laptop and watched this this rough cut film. And of course, on a rough cut film, I don't know if you know, if you've ever seen anything like that, there's no music at all. There's no background music, no anything. And so it's a little dry as far as that part goes. But so I watched it, and I come walking out of the bedroom about an hour and a half later and had tears in my eyes. My wife, well, she said, "What's wrong?" I said, "All I could do is point to the computer." She said, "Oh, my gosh, is it that good?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "You need to call Chuck." And I did, but also son's father-in-law, Tim Barnett, who lives in Texas. Tim's a wonderful Christian man. And I wanted Tim to see this film and give me his thoughts on it from a faith-based perspective.
Right.
Make sure I'm in the lines, you know, and nothing weird.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. And so I sent it to him, and he calls me back. He said, "Well, if you don't sing the song, I'll do it." But he loved it. And so he said, "By the way, you know, that scene in the film where they land at the airport in Kigali, Rwanda, Africa?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That's where we're going on our mission trip this summer. You want to go?"
Oh, wow.
So we went. Wow. We went to Kigali, Rwanda, Africa. And for your listeners who have not seen this movie, it's a true story. It takes place in the mid-90s during the Rwanda genocide. We hear the word genocide a lot on the news lately with
yes.
You know, what's going on in Israel and these Middle Eastern countries. And I'm not sure what they mean by genocide when you talk about the Rwanda genocide. This film opens, just about the opening scene, is different factions going through the town slaughtering the other people from the other factions. Families, children, moms, dads, grandparents. It is really difficult to watch. And what's amazing about this film is the three families, two in Rwanda and one in Brentwood, Tennessee, and how God uses the three of those to save each other's lives in different ways. One figuratively, and it was a couple figuratively, one literally. And it's really, it's just amazing. And I just can't, you know, people, you can still find it on different platforms. And it's called Beautifully Broken. And the song Beautifully Broken, of course, I loved it when I heard it. A couple of crazy facts about that song. It's the last song in the movie, and it's sung by three different people.
Wow.
There's three versions. Yeah, there's three versions at the end of the film, and I'm one of them. I'm the very last one. So if you want to hear me sing it, you got to listen to the very end of the movie.
Wow.
I mean, the very end.
Wow.
And,
Well, I'm going to... Nick, go ahead.
Well,
I was just going to say, I'm going to encourage everybody to get the movie and watch it. I actually watched it a few years ago, and it's awesome. And it has to be something.
Yeah, we went with my son-in-law, my son's father-in-law's church group to Rwanda, and we landed at that airport. And the very first thing we did is we went to the museum and memorial for those that lost their lives in the genocide in 1994. And when I heard him talking about it, I'm like, genocide of 1994. I didn't ring a bell. And there wasn't the news coverage like we have now. And
true, yeah.
You know, I was busy raising babies and having number one songs and out touring, and you know, I just wasn't aware of what was going on the other side of the world and these people, what they were going through. And but we went to the museum and the memorial, and it was breathtaking to go through and read the stories. But the most overwhelming part is when you exit and you walk out into this beautiful flower garden, beautiful African flowers, and you know, foliage that we don't see around here in Tennessee. And and amongst the flowers, there were these three huge concrete slabs, each one about the size of a tennis court.
Wow.
And when you get to the end, you read it, and it says, here, buried under this, surrounded by flowers, underneath the slabs of concrete, are 250,000 Rwandans who lost their lives.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea it was that many people.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow.
And it's just horrific. And the country is still dealing with it. They're still dealing with that plight that happened to their country. And they don't talk about it. They don't talk about tribes there much anymore. It's a matter of fact, for some period of time, may still be illegal. They were not allowed to speak tribal stuff. But the film is quite inspiring, and it shows the power of God to overcome. So it's pretty remarkable. I hope people will see it and be blessed by it.
Wow. Beautifully Broken, the film and the song by John Berry. And, we're going to talk more with John, but right now I want to get to more music from the album Find My Joy. And the next song that we're going to do, John, is Something Bigger Than Me. Can you share anything about this song?
Well, this is a song Steve Dorff wrote. Steve produced the record, and he produced it and didn't. And he was at a recording session with the Utah Symphony. And sessions like that are union sessions, and so the musicians are hired to be there for a block of time. If they get finished early, they just have to sit there and talk to the tuba player. I don't know, they can't leave.
Oh, wow.
And so this particular day, they got finished about 30 minutes early, and Steve said, hey, guys, I've got a song, some charts. Let's see if we can get a pass or two done on this song. And it's 30 minutes we got left. So they pass it around, and we're talking about full symphony here. Big
yeah.
And they passed out these charts, and they ran through it one time, and then they recorded it one time, and that's all the time they had. And he didn't know what he was going to do with it. And when we started putting this record together, he was playing songs for me that he'd written, and I heard that, and I was like, well, dang, yeah. And we got to use those tracks. And
wow.
It was quite remarkable. And
that is remarkable.
So it's just it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music, and just speaks to the fact that we are not alone in this world, that there is something bigger than us, that is the God who created us and loved us and sent Jesus to make a way for us to come to him. And so it's pretty awesome.
It's a pretty awesome song. This is Something Bigger Than Me. We're talking with John Berry today on Live from Nashville.
Yesterday I laid in my bed and made up my mind to stay there instead of fighting the same old fight that I always lose by night. Somehow, sometime mid-afternoon, as the sunshine lit up my room, something made me sigh and get up for one more try. Something bigger than me, braver than me, helps me to face the day, helps me to find my way, and makes me believe that I'll be okay. Something greater than me, wiser than me, shows me where I go wrong, knows when I'm down too long, and gives me the hope I need to be strong. Something I can't explain soothes me like summer rain, listens when I complain, even in my dreams. Something better than me, kinder than me, loves me the way I am, and in some wondrous plan, helps me to be the best that I can. Knows what I'm all about. Says it'll all work out, even in my dreams. Something bigger than me, that's what I see each time a chance comes by, or somebody new says hi, or I start to laugh when I thought I'd cry. When miracles happen, I always know why. What could it be but something bigger than me?
John, how appropriate that song to have that big orchestra behind you. And the lyrics be something bigger than me. It's just, it's lovely how that song came together, and that is how God works, you know?
Funny like that, isn't it?
It is. It's funny like that. And it's so fun because we get to be amazed over and over every day, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's written, so, without a doubt.
I was looking at your website, and you've got a very busy season coming up. You've got several Christmas albums, and you do a Christmas tour. So that you're gearing up for that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is our 27th year doing our little run of shows. And so we have 15 this year. And so it's for getting the bus ready and getting us all the staging stuff squared away, the rehearsals. Other guys are rehearsing. They've got their set list and getting their music all together. And we've got rehearsal. We start the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and we rehearse all week. And then the first show is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
How big of how many people are, how many musicians are you performing with?
There are six of us on stage, and then we do have we on some of the stuff, some of the music from the we do a two-part show. We do our hits and whatever our most recent project is, that being Find My Joy. We'll do some songs off that. And being that that album was recorded with a lot of, we had a 45-piece string orchestra on that album. So we'll have those with us digitally. And because I tried to get them to go on the bus, but they refused. And
they refused. They said no.
Ain't no way. And but then we've got a great lighting rig and sound rig and a group of guys have been crewing for us that are awesome. And so we'll get out there and have a big time.
Sounds like more than one bus to me.
No, it's one bus.
Wow, that's impressive.
It should be. It should be, but it's – so let me see. There's six, seven, eight, nine. There's 10 of us. So, and the bunk sleeps 12, so – oh, there is Bentley, our dog. So
there's some room. There's some room.
We have to take Bentley. We've got a black golden doodle, and he's our tour dog. So
got to have that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 27th season for the Christmas shows is pretty amazing. But what is Christmas like for the John Berry family at home?
Well, it used to be, we used to live north of Athens, Georgia, and we had a farm up there, about 100, well, I say farm, it's just a big piece of land. The only thing we raised was horses and kids. So it was mainly just to, we just enjoyed the property. And my mother-in-law, Carol, lived next door to us, and sweet person. We lost her a year and a half ago. She's 89, and lived a wonderful life. We miss her, but our favorite thing was on Christmas Eve having our hayride, and we had a hay wagon, and we'd load all the kids up on that, and we'd have friends and family from all over come and join us, and it would, we'd go around and the kids singing songs and just having a big time, and heaven forbid an airplane fly over with a red light flashing. The young one swore was Rudolph. And but we'd round up on a hayfield, our hayfield across the street from our house, and where some of the guys would have a bonfire going, and it was just spectacular. That's part of the thing I miss most about living out there.
Wow.
Sweet times.
Neat. So how big a family do you have? Of course, Robin is like your soulmate.
We have three children. Well, used to be children. They're all grown up now. And each one of them married. Our daughter, Taylor Marie, is our oldest, and she and her husband live in Florida. She's a flight attendant with Delta Airlines, and they don't have any children. They're practicing, so we'll see if that happens soon.
Yeah.
And and then our middle child, Sean, he and his wife, Kayla, have our first grandchild, our granddaughter. Sean and Kayla's daughter's name is Olivia Joy. She's three. And her mama is gorgeous. Her dad's handsome as he can be. And she got all of it.
Oh, wow.
She got all of it. She is absolutely adorable. And matter of fact, she's already been asked to do modeling for local stores, for children's stores.
Oh, wow. How neat.
She's a beautiful child and sweet child. And then our youngest son, Kalen, and his wife, Kayla. That's right. Both of my daughters are named Kayla.
Planned at all. No.
No. The kids are trying to make it easy on dad.
Yeah.
And So... they've got a little boy named Isaac James, and they live 4 miles from us, and I get to see him almost every day. And he is Papa's little buddy, and he loves his mama.
Aww.
He loves his daddy. He loves his grandmother, which is called Birdie, and he loves Birdie. But Papa is the man.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Because Papa drives a Jeep and Papa's got a bus. So
oh, that's, yeah. That did it.
Oh, gosh. So, well, these kids and grandkids, and I got my first great-great-grandson, John.
Come on.
And his name is Tripp. Yeah, great-grandson. So I don't know how that happened.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, but it's pretty cool.
Like Tracy Lawrence says, time marches on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't believe this is like November tomorrow. It's I don't know where the year has gone. But it gets by. The older I get, the quicker it goes. Find My Joy is the name of the album. And how did you go about selecting the songs for the album? Because we're going to get to Find My Joy next. But how did you select songs for the album?
Well, I did six classic hymns that I grew up listening to.
Okay.
Hymns that I just loved. And then we thought we would add some songs that still had that feel about them, that were not old feeling, but just had that spirituality about them.
Mm-hmm. More of a sacred hymn.
Yeah, because all the ones we did, the six we did, were sacred hymns. We want songs that, like Something Bigger Than Me, that had a great message, but still was a beautiful melody. And so we Find My Joy was actually written by Steve Dorff, who my manager Brian Smith also represents Steve. And
okay.
Brian had sent me that song, and earlier that in 2019 I had throat cancer, and I had radiation and chemotherapy. I lost about 80 pounds and had a feeding tube from February till November, and I was a miserable son of a gun. I didn't want anything to do with anybody. I was miserable, and I was in the wrong place, because no matter what your circumstances are, everybody's got circumstances, Mm-hmm. Somebody lost their house. Somebody's house burned down last night. Kids, they don't know what they're doing. Somebody's lost a loved one. People's lost their jobs. We can't find our joy in our daily circumstances. We just can't. And we had to find our joy in Christ. That's the only way. And then when I saw this song that Brian sent me, that Steve had written, it was called Find My Joy, and I said, "What joy?" I couldn't even listen to it. I deleted it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Put it in trash. He kept badgering me, and I finally went and retrieved it, and I listened to it, and it blew me away. And that's when I started talking to Steve about, because Steve's done movie soundtracks and written for songs for movies and for big artists like Celine Dion and other people, and just he's one of those guys. And so we just got talking about what else he might have, and then he had other songs that he'd written, and then we started talking about him maybe producing a record, and he did a tremendous job. So,
it is a great album. Find My Joy is the title cut. Let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with John Berry in just a moment on Live from Nashville.
Surround me, sometimes more than I can bear. Still I feel you all around me, and I know you're always there. Yeah, I know you're always there. Though the sea to your love. To pick me up, to find my joy again. can't cross over. There's no mountain I can't climb. Just as long as you are with me, I can reach the other side. You're shining in my heart for all the time. Though the seasons change, still your love remains, guiding me in times I've lost my way. You forgive the past when my dreams are fading fast. You pick me up to find my joy again. With every high and every low, you are the light that makes me grow. I'll never
Joy. And John Berry has been our very special guest today on Live from Nashville. John, so good to have you with us. And
it's been
and
good to be
just
with
a
y'all.
Joy to visit with you. Well, we appreciate
Thank
you
appreciate
so
that.
Much. Well, for the folks around the world that are listening today, tell them how they can find your music and find your tour schedule. It's going to be great to, you know, they need to catch that Christmas show somewhere around the country.
Hey, come on, yeah. All tour schedule information is johnberry.com. Lots of information there. And, of course, all my socials are John Berry Music.
Okay. All right. So look it up. Be sure, if you have not seen the movie, go out and catch that. That was just an awesome movie.
Man.
And so we're going to – yeah, it was great. Well, John, you have been great to have on the show today. And one of my very, very favorite hymns is on this album, and that is It Is Well. And we're going to close with that today. John, thanks so much for being with us.
It was a real treat for me. Thank y'all.
Thank you, John.
It Is Well, John Berry. We'll be back in just a moment with the Girls Next Door.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. Thank you.
sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin not in part, but the
say 2.0 Girls Next Door.
Nah, we just
you don't have to.
Great, great friends, and they have new music that's out, and they have been on the roll since they were on the show the last time. So we're gonna kind of catch up just a little bit with Diane, Doris, Tammy, and Cindy. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, you're very, very welcome. So I can't tell who's what on my screen looking at this thing. But Diane is the social media guru out there, I think. So what's been happening, Diane? You guys have been just so busy. New video that's out, you know. New performances that are going on. What's happening?
Well, you know, we released two singles, one in the gospel market and one in the country market. The gospel song is Living in the Rain, and the country song is When the Water's Down. And, you know, it's all available on your favorite streaming platform. But, yeah, we've just been knocking it out, trying to get out there and let people know that we are back. So So yeah, we've been
you
at it on
back.
Facebook and everywhere else.
You
well,
are
you're
back.
Doing such a good
we
job.
Are back.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been doing
we got to. We got to visit with Doris some on Sunday night. She came over to our potluck and picking event, and weren't you guys doing some
that.
Recording? Yeah, Doris, weren't you doing some recording or something?
Well, we
the
did.
Christmas
it. We
song,
were there
yeah.
to do it. We did a TV show that week that will air next year, a Christian TV show. And then we were also there recording a Christmas song because we want to, you know, we don't want to release a new single until after the first year after the holiday. So we were trying to get a Christmas song recorded so we could have something streaming during the holidays. So that's what we did. We were all together last week, and that's been a little bit different this time, Gary, because, you know, before when we were Girls Next Door, we all lived in Nashville. And now I live in Oklahoma and Tammy lives in North Carolina, but all of our families are still there. So that makes it when we go, we get to, it's double good for us, for Tammy and I, because we get to be with our families. And also, we make it we try to make it as important and as we try to make every moment count for what we're doing.
Yes.
And try to do as much for Girls Next Door as we can. And whether it be interviews or singing together or recording something or doing a Facebook Live, we try to just really be diligent in doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And I do want to mention, Tammy, our sympathy is extended to you and your family. You just lost your mother. And she was here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Thank you, Gary. Yes, she was. It'll be a month on the 2nd. So it was a big loss, but she is with our Lord and Jesus and God our Father, and she is whole again. So it was very difficult, but we grieve with hope because we know she's with Christ and we'll see her again. So thank you very much.
Amen. Amen to that. But our sympathies are with you. And she was a talented singer. I mean, you came by it honestly, didn't you?
I sure did. Her family, I'm third generation, and then there's a fourth coming up behind us of some of my relatives whose kids are now doing it. But my mother was with the Singing Wheels family there out of Fort Worth, Texas. And a lot of them are still cranking. A lot of my cousins are still doing it. The Inspirational Quartet, they've got songs on the charts right now in the Southern gospel genre. And so, yes, it is something that's in our blood. And we all started really early, like 5 and 6 years old. So she was an amazing talent. And, yes, I'm very thankful that I got those genes.
Well, we're grateful for that. And Cindy, did I just see you? Were you down in Florida or somewhere having a ball?
I was. I was at Orange Beach, which is just down, I mean, like a half a mile from Florida where we stay. Mike and I just celebrated 41 years for our anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
That's a long time. I've almost got him broke in just like I want him.
I shared that the other day. 3 years Mary Kay and I have been married now, and she's just about got me trained. But Mary Kay, 41 years,
good luck, Mary
I ain't going to make it.
Yeah,
I won't make it 41 years, Mary Kay. But anyway,
40 years, though.
Hey, I want to get to some great music. So this is a single that's been released, and you know we're gearing today's show primarily in the gospel vein, and we started out with one of Mary Kay's great songs, "God Is in the Roses," and then of course, you girls, I'm sure, did not enjoy John Berry at all. Listening to Party.
Amazing singer. Yeah.
Yeah. A cool guy. And by the way, Cindy, he loves his favorite places on the beach. He just kept telling us BEACH, beach. That's where I want to be. So anyway.
There you go.
But anyway, let's get to a single that's been out. It's called "Living in the Rain," and we're going to come back and talk with the girls next door in just a minute. You're listening to Live from Nashville.
I've been living in the rain, child. I've been living in soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain.
I don't need
to find a shelter.
Don't want
the weather to change. All my days are better now since I've been living in the rain. I wandered through the desert for many years. My soul was running dry. The sky grew heavy with a cloud of grace. It came pouring like a river of life.
I've been living in the rain, child. I've been living in the rain. Soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain.
I don't need to find a shelter.
Don't want
the weather to change. Oh, my days are better now since I've been living in the rain. The rain's been falling since you saved my soul. Floodgates are open wide.
Soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain.
I don't need to find a shelter.
Don't want
the weather to change. Oh, my days are better now
since I've been living in the rain.
Gonna stay outside in the waterfall.
There ain't nothing
to worry about.
Gonna jump right in.
Cause his mercy keeps coming
down. I've been living in the rain, child. I've been living in the rain. Soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain. I don't need
to find a shelter.
Don't want
the weather to change. Oh, my days are better now
since I've been living in the rain.
All my days are better now
since I've been living in the rain. All my days are better now since I've been living in the rain.
Oh, I love that new single, y'all. That's a good song.
Thank you. That was so fun.
You guys are really good at picking out good music. What's your process?
Well, we have done that with Mary Kay for a long time. We love singing a cappella. We love singing together. And that's one that we've done for quite a while. And when we talked about recording a gospel song, we thought, you know what? Let's just do that because we know it. And it's an older song that Jeff and Sherry East recorded a long time ago. So we thought we're going to put our own twist with it and put it out and see what happens. You know, so we love it. It's so fun. It's so fun to sing. It's just fun to sing.
Oh, yeah. I love that y'all can just sing that a cappella. And, you know, you just four girls pile up in a car and go and you can do it.
We love singing a cappella, but over the years with our producer, Tommy West, that's one thing he instilled in us. A lot of our practice sat in a lot of times in his living room and worked, and we developed it. Now, if someone throws us a song and we're trying to sing it, it just all falls into place. Our vocal parts, we just know what we're doing, you know, as far as that, because we've done it so much. It just falls right there.
Right. Oh, I love that. Do you guys ever trip up and sing each other's harmonies?
Yes. But you know, Mary Kay, you asked about us choosing songs. As we now, 30 years later, back at it, we really had much more of a say in it this time around. And what we wanted to do were songs that were really with what we could do with our experience in life, what matters to us, what doesn't matter to us anymore, and the just what we want to inspire and say, and really what we're not out on the town hunting down men anymore because we're all happily married, so we're not going to be singing those kind of songs. But
thank
you know,
God.
It's that from even our first single to the Christian stuff to all of that. It's about really, it's really good music that we had an opportunity now to make those choices and to really make it believable and relatable to where we are in life now.
Well, you know, it really comes across. It feels heartfelt, and that message is so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. And yes. I'm going to add to Tammy, I think it's funny when we started letting people know that we were looking for material, it was funny some of the stuff that we got at first, and we're going, okay, they need to send us age-appropriate things. And it was kind of funny that some of the material that we got, we go, oh, yeah, we can see us doing that. Not.
So, oh, gosh.
You know, Gary's got a great lineup of songs. Gary, should we head out to the next song?
Yeah, I want to get to talk us about Shades of Grey. That is such a great song.
This is our new favorite.
Oh, okay. Yay.
Oh, thank you. I'll talk about it because my baby boy wrote it.
All right, I thought so.
He's not a baby
anymore, but
yeah. Chris, we actually commissioned him to write this song, basically. I mean, I did. You know, I said, Chris, we need something that's, you know, going to represent us well at our seasons in life and where we are and with our families and all that stuff. And so he got with two other writers. And it's amazing that, you know, how intuitive they were about this stuff. And, I can't wait for you to see the video because it's just, you know, it's touching. And, well, it's real touching because my grandbabies are in it. But you know, I think it represents us well. When we play it for people, especially people that are in our demographics, the response is almost always tearful. You know, it's like it takes them to that place where they're reminiscing or they're thinking about their life. And it, you know, and that's just what music was made for and made to do. So,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
We just hope it touches people. I mean, we cried. It took us forever to get, well, when they were doing the tracks for it, because the tracks are so beautiful. We all, because everybody knows each other's kids and, we were crybabies too, you know. It's just a real touching song, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, this is a great song. It's Shades of Grey. We're talking with the girls next door today on Live from Nashville. Heard around the world on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and most other streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio.
I'd look up at her hair and I'd whisper quietly, where'd all the color go? Gray is a light blue. She just smiled and pulled me close, rocking slowly in her chair, told me take a closer look, 'cause the color's always there. Full of shades of gray.
Door. I'm just sitting here running my fingers through my shades of gray on there.
Gary, we all.
I'm telling you, I go back and I look at. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Diane. I just wanted to. Two things. But the first thing I wanted to say was I really need to mention the writers on that. That's Chris Faust. That's my son. And Shane Groves is a writer up, he lives up north somewhere, and he's been our biggest cheerleader. He has been so supportive, and he posts everything for us, and another writer, David Wade. They are the writers on that. And I was going to tell you a story about Ben with his Shades of Gray.
He told
somebody said, hey, Ben, you know, Ben said something about having salt and pepper hair. That's what it was. And I said, honey, if you think there's any pepper in that salt,
Gosh. Well, it's kind of funny because mine used to be, but it is no more. You know, it's just all salt. So anyway, great song. But anyway, you girls
so
have just really been getting out there and doing some great things. So, Cindy, you did the, what was it, Sunday morning after the CMA Fest this year? You guys performed there?
Yes, we did. Sunday morning country at the Opry House, and that was a treat for us. Just to go back in the Opry House was very surreal after all those years. So
yeah.
It was a treat. It was really a treat to us. And we got to do Sunday morning country like 30 years ago. So to be asked back, we were very honored as well. So it was a great day. It was actually a great week because the first single had just been released that same week. What's this thing you've got about leaving? The first single this go around, I should say. And then we got to top it off with doing the things at the Opry House. So yeah, it was really fun.
You know, that when you said that was 30 years ago when you were on there, it's like, I don't know where time goes, you know. I don't know about you girls. I don't think that I'm that much older, but when I look in the mirror, I am. And that's when I see those shades of gray, you know.
I agree.
Right.
Strange deal. Yeah.
I don't know where it's going, but it's going there fast.
It is going. I'm just glad I've still got some hair that I can look at and say it's still gray, but But anyway, that's a good thing. So Tammy, you did did some performances with is it Chandra?
Chandra Pierce, yes. We know her from Opryland, where we all met 30-something years ago,
yeah.
Really closer to 40. And we, Chandra had just reached out and been following us because she's always been a fan, even back in the 80s. And she had just said something about maybe we should do some shows together. So we reached out to her and just said, we would love to. What makes sense? And she said, how about... It actually, we had about a month to kind of get it all together. And we did two shows with her the 1st of October. And it was just amazing to be with her fans and her group of people who became our group of people. And it was just wonderful. And more than anything, we just look at the opportunity to minister because she is all about the kingdom growth, sharing the gospel. And to be a part of that, it was just It was very impacting and very humbling and all of the above. So we had a great time, and she's just a hoot. I mean, a hoot. So all of everything you want to do about a gig was there those two nights.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. And yeah, it's such great crowds. I mean, I saw some of the photographs of some of the crowds, and it's amazing the number of people that come out for those concerts that she does.
Well, she's the top-selling female comedian of all time, so she has a great group of people that support her and follow her. She's in Greece this week with Huckabee because he does a lot of tours and she goes with him. And I guess she's the straight man to his, the funny guy to his straight man. So, but that's where she is this week. But she definitely has lots of people that love her. And we have for 4 decades and we're continuing to love her and hope that maybe next year we'll get to do some more work with her because it was just a wonderful experience.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, this next song is a little bit on the humorous side to me. And it's If God Was a Woman. If God Was a Woman. So Doris, how did this come about? How did this song come about?
Oh, wow. Well, we went round and round about it, Gary, because we thought, oh, we don't want to offend anybody. We don't, but we really thought about it. And you know what? It's a fun, that you're exactly right. This is a fun song. It's kind of tongue in cheek because we think about it as women, and we thought that this would be a great crowd, a song for like Chandra's crowd or women's conferences or something like that, because you're definitely not making fun of God, but you're saying, you know what? These are the things that would be different if God was a woman, you know?
Yeah.
So we can look at it that way. It's fun, fun, fun. And we had a great time recording it. And we also, several folks have told us that this would be a great branding when we do release it for t-shirts and things like that, that we could do a lot of merchandising.
Yeah.
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
With that.
I can see that.
But it's just really fun. And we could see the women just going crazy, you know, because just, you know, the remote would be on mine. You know, we wouldn't have to wear makeup. Our skin would be perfect. You know, our hair would not gray. All those things that women work so hard that you guys really don't understand. You know?
I have no clue. But anyway, this is If God Was a Woman. If God Was a Woman. This is The Girls Next Door. We'll be back in just a moment.
We all agree. plumber's butt, and the remote would be all mine. We'd get to take a break, they'd have to shave their legs, and walk around all day in heels. There'd be a fair exchange, they'd have the labor pain.
There's only new lines in that song that I didn't hear that, you know, that pop out at me this time, the men having to shave their legs. Oh, my gosh.
We say,
Gary, have you ever done that?
That's First Opinion 512.
Yeah. First Opinion.
First Opinion 512. I love that, Tammy. That's great.
That's a good one. Well, you know, we are so excited. We're fans. Gary and I are fans, and we're excited to see the momentum that y'all are moving forward. Whenever I get on a plane to go somewhere and the plane's just on the runway, you know, taking off, I think about music, and what y'all are doing is really getting the momentum to just get this music in the air and to the people it needs to go to. And, you know, I know you feel it. I can see it, that God's hand is on it. And we're just excited for you.
Aww.
So how can the fans support you guys as you move forward? And where can they find you and what can they do?
Well, I would say the best thing they could do for us right now would be to stream our music on We are on Spotify. We are on all the major platforms for streaming, Apple Music, even, you know, Pandora. You know, we're on all the major places, and streaming is important. And, you know, if you need those connections and those links, you can go to our webpage,
www.girlsnextdoormusic.com.
It's always got to have the music, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. It's going to be Girls Next Door Music.
Music.
Put in Girls Next
Door. Add the music. Add the music. That's right. Add the music.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you'll be getting interesting things.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
I tried that. I tried that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Well, you girls are absolutely awesome. We love you to death, and we're so excited for you as you guys just continue progressing and moving forward in this music world. And Girls Next Door 2.0, and Now or Never, I thought was a great deal. Yeah, Now or Never, Now or Never. Well, we're going to close out this show today. Yeah, we're going to close the show out with Waters Down, and be sure and visit their website, visit them on social media, stream them, because people count those streams, and that's a big value added benefit to them. So anyway, thank you girls a lot for being with us. We
thank
love you.
Y'all.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, we
you
love
are
y'all.
So welcome.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Oh,
we right. sure do.
God,
thank
y'all
for
you.
All right, Waters Down, the Girls Next Door. We'll be right back.
Well, we all
was low. A killer drought was burning us out, and things were starting to show.
Some things should stay buried, lost and never found, like the near forgotten secret of a guilty southern town. A handsome man she hadn't seen in years, and we were praying for rain. Everybody was praying for rain. We were standing on shaky ground, 'cause you never know what shows up in water down.
Today, really.
How lucky are we? How lucky are
did
we?
Did you have any fun? Did you have any fun, darling?
Oh, yes, I had a blast. You know, our audience didn't get to hear it, but when we said goodbye to the girls next door, it was lots of goodbyes. Just goodbyes, goodbyes everywhere.
Oh, gosh. Well, they're a lot of fun to have on, and so much fun visiting with John Berry. And such a talented guy. And if you have not done it, you need to go out and see the movie Beautifully Broken. So look that thing up, and it's a great movie, and it will move you. But anyway, so much fun today, and be sure and join us next Thursday for the Campfire Cafe. Excuse me, Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America, starting at noon Central Standard Time. And then, as always, join us for Live from Nashville right here, beginning at noon Central. You can catch all of our shows on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and most streaming platforms to search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. And you can always find us at our website at equestrianlegacy.net. Well, Mary Kay, we're going to close the show with a great song from Doris Merritt called The Place Where I Worship. And Doris and her husband, yes, Mike, were Group of the Year with the International Country Gospel Music Association a couple of years ago. Doris was the female vocalist. And this is from their album, Detours. So we're going to close you with this, The Place Where I Worship. We'll see you next week on Live from Nashville.
The place where I worship.